All right, everyone, we are back with another mini session for you. Again, with Darren Stevens from Reviews.io. Hi, Darren, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Anytime. So today we're going to talk a little bit about how to make the most of your Google My Business listing. So a lot of times people, whenever they're starting their own business, especially like a brand new business owner or perhaps like a brand that's trying to make sure everything is ready to go before their launch, they have to take a really detailed look at their digital presence, right? So one of the things that is sometimes overlooked is your Google My Business listing. So Google My Business provides a great way for you to share details about what your business is doing, where you are, all your usual contact information. But there are a few things that your Google My Business listing can also help you do that are not always taken advantage of. So just to kick things off, we're gonna go over a few tips for you and just a few things to point out so you can look at your Google My Business and really consider our advice before jumping in. So the very first thing is very simple, claim your account. Do it early, do it when you get your business name if you can. Even if you don't have anything up and ready to go on your Google My Business account, you need to claim your account early because one of the ways that they verify you are who you say you are is sending you something in the mail. So you need to get that signed, again, get yourself signed up as soon as you can so you can have that ready to go. And then the next thing, of course, is whenever you start your account, sounds pretty basic, but it's always good to make sure you're checking off everything that you need. Make sure that all your information is accurate. Make sure you have someone that is continually checking your Google My Business account and really taking advantage of all the analytics it has to offer, the data showing how your customers are searching for you, which is super important. And also making sure that you keep up to date and change things up when you need to. And you want to keep your, treat your listing basically as you would your storefront, whether it's your site, whether it's a physical storefront, if you have like a brick and mortar and e-commerce business, or if you're completely e-com, you wanna make sure it's consistent. So you treat your Google My Business listing as the first place where your customer will find information about what your business is doing right now. I know during COVID, a lot of people really took advantage of that on Google My Business, made sure everyone knew what was going on. And some businesses also took further steps to make sure you're aware of the safety measures that they were taking and everything else surrounding COVID compliance. So that's the first initial stuff. But there are a few things that you can do in addition to this to make sure you're really making the most out of this listing and really use it as a valuable way to measure how customers are finding your business, but also help your business be found a little more easily. So Darren, tell me a little bit about what you're seeing and what you'd like our listeners to know.
Yeah. I think just in terms of what you were saying, you gotta definitely claim it. When it comes to reputation, it goes beyond just having the reviews listed on your site. It's about your brand reputation. And I think this kind of dives into that topic a little bit about your brand recognition and the way that you're sharing your brand across, you know, the internet and possibly ways that people could interact with your brand. I think in a perfect world, everything would look unison if you put it, you know, side by side across everything where you have your business listed, it would look identical, right? That's not always the case because platforms look a little bit unique and are different as well. But in terms of having that brand recognition, I'll kind of talk more about what you don't want it to look like. Cause that's traditionally what I find is your Google My Business doesn't look like your actual website or even your business storefront, right? And you want it to say the same thing, you want it to show the same thing. And if you've updated one area, make sure you're updating your Google My Business so that way it matches. Those are kind of the, I guess the don'ts and the do's and don'ts as far as a tip. Just make sure everything's up to date.
Makes sense. Okay. When you speak to like the balance of reputation, right? Kind of across like all of your platforms, what are some things that you've seen that are things people should not do?
Yeah. One, do not is leave reviews just sitting there. You want to interact with them as much as you can, especially if there's negative feedback. We talked a little bit about this, but in terms of having a balanced reputation across platforms, if you have really great raving reviews on your website because you've collected through a third party like reviews.io, but you aren't collecting on your local sites, or even, you know, you have reviews on Google My Business that aren't at the same level, you may want to consider bringing that up to date and collecting more reviews on those. So that way you do have an even reputation on multiple platforms, because consumers now aren't just looking at your website. They're going to be looking at other places too. Mm-hmm. They want other third party or other information from consumers that are out there. And so mm-hmm. when they search for your company, there's going to be multiple web searches or results that come up. And you want those all to be unified and speaking the same message, identifying the same brand, and identifying an equal reputation across multiple platforms.
Okay, that makes sense. So I have a quick question for you on that mm-hmm. note. I know some businesses I've seen in the past have considered getting like some of their employees or their staff to write positive reviews to kind of boost up what they have. I know in the world of reviews, you always want to stick with authenticity, whether it's a good review or a bad review, you want to know it's a real one. Mm-hmm. So what would your advice be to people that maybe just start their business and they're like, hey, I want to make sure people know how great we are, but I don't have enough customers yet. Mm-hmm. What would you say to those people?
So there are platforms that are dedicated to those types of reviews, Glassdoor being one of them. If you want feedback from your, you know, employees on your business, Glassdoor is a great place for that. You don't want your employees to be writing reviews on your company. It's almost like insider trading, right? And then it just, mm-hmm. in the consumer's eyes, it doesn't do you any benefit. It actually does you a lot more harm. If mm-hmm. it comes out and they find out that that person actually works for the company, the validity of those statements is definitely skewed.
Definitely makes sense. And it really causes a negative image of your company for anyone and whoever they tell about it.
Yeah. I hate to use the word dishonest, but it definitely speaks dishonesty to the consumer.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Okay. It makes sense. I wanted to make sure we got that out there, because I've heard of some businesses that try to do that, and I try to tell them it's not a good idea, but I wanted to have another voice chiming in too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What about
the best way is not always the easiest.
This is true. But hey, if you have a great product and a great service and you're really putting the efforts in marketing your company well, like if it's great, they're going to try it and they're going to want to tell people about it. So mm-hmm. I think giving them a place like Google My Business is just one place, but giving them a place to do that, I think, is really important. And it's important to take advantage of it for sure. What other tips, like what about anything to do with products? Like I know Google My Shopping is mm-hmm. another platform, right? Like any insights there, any like cross collaborative work between like Google My Business and Google Shopping, or what are you seeing?
Yeah, well, I think in the back end, just the way that Google's built, everything is connected. So mm-hmm. again, having your products listed on all of the places that you can possibly do it, especially with Google Shopping now being free for US, and I believe they rolled it out to all regions. I believe it was either today or it might be later this week. So you're able to list your products in Google for free, which is huge.
Nice. That is huge.
Obviously, there's still going to be some competition with running ads and those sorts of things too. So obviously ad spend is going to be at the top, but there's ways in which collecting reviews on your products, offering things like free shipping and showcasing those things, Google identifies those and help you move up on the ranking of those products. So that's amazing. Also having, I know the, you were mentioning this earlier, but the meal list products now on Google My Business, which is apparently is in beta, that's mm-hmm. amazing. So identifying that your products on one location are listed on all possible locations is huge, right? Because you don't know if someone's shopping for a specific thing. You don't want to give them one channel to find it. You mm-hmm. want to give them all of the channels. I think that kind of goes back to how do we create that awareness, right?
Yep.
And we want your brand to speak to to each of those channels depending on where the consumer feels comfortable starting their journey.
Interesting. Yeah. So that, yeah, I totally agree. That makes a lot of sense. And it just allows people to really find what they're looking for, as you mentioned, through multiple channels. Speaking to the product listings on Google My Business, one of the interesting things I found is it's not just about being able to list your product, but also being able to describe your service. So it's one of the things we've been doing is utilizing those listings to also describe the service and really tying in not only the keywords that you're seeing through your metrics on Google My Business and also through your SEO work. You're able to tie in how people are searching for your products and then also use it for how people are searching for a service, if you offer a service. But you can basically kind of not just, you know, visually show what you're selling as a product. Using it for a service just allows you to talk a little more about what you do, which I think can be sometimes challenging when you don't have any products specifically that are tangible, like physically holding your hand, but you have a service. You really want to find a way to describe it that makes sense. So people, when they write a review about your business, if they're referencing a service that's found on a product listing, even though when we're talking about services, but it's a product listing on Google My Business, I think it kind of ties things together for people that are searching for the reviews, searching for what your company's like, really looking speaking to the reputation of your business, it really looking to if you're reputable, if you're authentic, if your items are good, it helps tie everything in when they're seeing it listed when your services are listed as well as your products. Absolutely. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think up to date, just in terms of shopping online, Amazon has definitely put a huge shadow on Google Shopping. And so for smaller business who maybe don't have the budget to be able to list on Amazon, or I mean, just in terms of the percentages and fees of selling through Amazon, this is a great way to compete with similar products or even competition that does. So there's a lot of really great, and I got to commend Google for doing this, because they're definitely helping smaller businesses right now get a foot up in the e-commerce space or even in the local space, which is fantastic.
That's really great. Nice. And it's great that they're providing that, especially now, like you mentioned. So that also ties in a little bit to Google Local, right? Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. That's perfect. Any other tips or like things that you're seeing that would help our listeners with their Google My Business listings?
Yeah, I think don't forget about it. It's kind of like your baby in a sense, right? You got your website, which may be your first child, but definitely having your profiles online, those are the siblings. They're all speaking to your brand or family, I guess, to follow with the analogy. And if you have one bad child, that's kind of going to be the reputation that your family's going to.
I really like that analogy. That's actually a great way to put it, because you don't really think about it, but it really is. You have the kid that acts out that basically makes your entire family on the, not the bad list, but kind of.
Yeah. Well, it jumps right back to the parents, and you're like, well, what? How are they parenting?
It's true. That's really true. It's funny. I'm going to use that analogy. I like that one. That's funny. Good stuff. All right. Perfect. So I think we covered a few really important things. And at the end of the day, as everybody knows, and also we've talked a little bit about over these sessions with Darren, really help people advocate for your business. Help them leave you a good review. And if they don't leave you a good review, they leave a bad one, find a way to make it better. Really talk to them and engage with them. And use these platforms, including Google My Business and all the other third-party review platforms, but use them to help you. Use them to really show who you are and show your authenticity and show your brand for what you envision it should be and what you want to stand for.
Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, perfect. Well, thank you again, Darren. Always a pleasure. And look forward to next time when we talk about another topic to help people out with their e-commerce needs.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me again. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.